Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Happy New Year. My name is Patrick Casale. I'm filling in for my good friend Kevin, who's taking a much-needed rest and vacation for the holiday weekend. And this morning I said, you know what? I'm going to get out of bed. And I'm like, oh, I'm feeling pain. My back is killing me. I did housework yesterday. Men's work. I unloaded a bunch of stuff that I had to get rid of. And it was just, oh, my God, my lower back is killing me. But we're here to celebrate New Year's Eve, and tonight's the night where everybody goes nuts on the Strip, except I will be at home relaxing, taking it easy. Today's show, we will have a guest on later on, my good friend Sherman Ray from the Black Caucus. He'll be on to talk about his run and a bunch of other things to discuss. And it's really becoming quite interesting how this is day 10 of the shutdown. And it's interesting because you're not seeing any budge at all. And I know, realizing that I listen to all these idiots on TV, like Matthew Dowd, who I think is a putz, is amazing because he's over there going, Trump's not going to know what's going to hit him. And the question is, will they know what's going to hit them? Because we're day 10 and there's no sign of negotiating. And I'm here to tell you, I think Donald Trump's going to have to play hardball. And if he does, they're going to have a big problem. I think you're going to see this shutdown last a long, long time. I mean, I think this is going to go into March. The Democrats are going to end up owning it big time. This is going to be a very ugly transition. And you got to remember something here. Trump's got 24 months, but really a year, because after the next 12 months, it's campaign mode, right? The Democrats are going to find themselves in a jackpot here if they don't do something right. And if the shutdown gets into middle of January, hits February, And then all of a sudden here comes March, what's their answer going to be? Well, we don't want to waste $5 billion, but we're going to blow $50 billion on this or $50 billion on that. We're going to put up walls to prevent Donald Trump from being successful in everything he does. Now you explain to me how that makes sense, and it makes me wonder why anybody voted for Democrats. They're idiots. Now the stock market in the last few days has rallied harsh. It's up again today over 100 points. It's picking up steam again, and I'm anticipating a big January. But is it because we're not hearing a lot of news that maybe the shutdown's good for the stock market? You know, Nancy Pelosi's in Hawaii relaxing, and the rest of the world is talking about the shutdown. It's amazing. And you know the thing that was funny. I read a story where John Kelly goes, "Well, it's not really a wall; it's more like slats," which is probably a much better idea. But because putting up a cement wall would not look necessarily right. They want to make this kind of like attractive as well. But who? What nations don't have proper security? How in the world could we have a nation like the United States and decide, oh, we're going to let everybody just walk through the door? Doesn't work that way. You got to be here legally. We will do a recap of the people who passed away this past year, locally as well as nationally. We'll talk about a few of those names. We will talk about a new restaurant opening at the Palms. The Palms is making a major comeback. This is going to be a flagship for stations. They just opened up a place called Mabel's Barbecue. This guy's name is Michael Simon. This restaurant is monstrous. It's probably the best barbecue I've ever had. They have turkey and everything. I mean, this place is killer. That's going to be a great story. We'll kick that up. Mr. Coco's opens up for the first of the year. That's a bar. I mean, this place is taking off. Palace Station, went to the movies there. Their new movie theater they have, it's outstanding. They got some great restaurants, especially Boathouse Sushi. They have a 24-hour now buffet. They have the number two ranked oyster bar in the nation, and the lines are there 24/7. Their people are waiting to get online. So we'll touch on a lot of things. We'll talk about New Year's Eve and your plans. What are your plans? What do you normally do New Year's Eve? Are you into amateur night and like to go down to the strip, or do you sit home? Now I never go out. I always stay home. I figure that's one way for sure. Nothing bad will happen as I sit at my house and relax. But all in all, we're going to have a good time today on the show. We'll talk about some sports. College football is winding up its season. Past weekend, we had the playoffs. We had Alabama crushing Oklahoma and my Fighting Irish of Notre Dame getting obliterated by Clemson. They're going to be playing for the national championship for the third time in 4 years next Monday. And the NFL wraps up yet another season. And this may have been, in my years as a football fan, this may have been the worst NFL season on record that I can remember. I don't recall a football season that was this poor based on play, expectations not being met, et cetera. So we have a lot. We could talk a little bit about sports as well. If you didn't know, I used to do sports talk radio for a long time. My radio name was Carmine, and I was on Fox, and I was on old KVEG for years. A lot of fun. But I will tell you, my Minnesota Vikings, it was a rough weekend. I mean, all in all, my Vikings went down to the Bears, and I can't even believe the Vikings were favored. Notre Dame looked, for 10 or 12 minutes, competed, and after that, it was a nightmare. I would fire their coach. In fact, my Facebook posts regarding the weekend were capped off by a wonderful opportunity to watch my favorite TV series, Ray Donovan, last night. I don't know if you watch Ray Donovan, but John Voight is absolutely just unbelievable. Liv Schreiber, Susan Sarandon, great cast of characters. And it's amazing because John Voight plays this curmudgeon, and he is just awesome. I'm just telling you. But my name is Pat Casale. You're listening to Live and Local Now. And you know what? If you're out there and you want to chime in just give me your opinions, you can at 1-844-2-NEVADA, 844-263-8232. You know, I'm a little bit different than most. I like to let you do your talking, and every now and then I'll chime in, or I may get into an argument. I try to avoid the arguments. But when we come back in the next segment, I will be talking about those that passed away nationally first, and then we'll talk about the big names here locally. There's quite a few. Now, I'm not going to cover everybody's name because not everybody in my mind was as big as – even though their names were here, it doesn't mean they're somebody I really want to talk about. Like, for example – if you look at on a national basis, there's probably, 60, 70 names. I don't feel like getting into all of them. But I will cover the big names. I mean, people that impacted our lives, whether it be entertainment in a TV world or political. Mostly going to be, I would think more from entertaining world. I'm not going to get into, maybe some sports. I'm not going to get into wise guys that were killed, like James, Whitey Bulger, who cares? He was doing life anyway. Stan Mikita, the great hockey player, he did pass away, but I'm not going to get into all those people. I'm just going to go to the big names. And it was quite an interesting year. I mean, starting in January and then going through the month of December, and today's the last day of the year, and the question is will there be any more names on that list? Let's hope not. But it was a very, very difficult year for a lot of interesting people who were impacting to the world in many ways, from the sports world to the political world, to science. It'll be an interesting topic, and I'm hoping it'll hit some nerves and some of you will want to call in and chime up, talk about some of these people. That'd be awesome. But again, my name is Patrick Casale, and I'm filling in for Live and Local Now's Kevin Wall. But this will be like a wall-for-wall. We'll use the wall-to-wall free-for-all if you want to call in. And later on, like I said, at 10 o'clock, I will bring on my good friend Sherman Ray. He will be talking about the Black Caucus, and I'm going to ask him some poignant questions. Again, we'll be right back after this short message. We'll look forward to talking to you.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super-serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Why do politics matter? Well, because ideas matter. I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy, and Nevada Policy, we're focused on those ideas, not politics. Politics are about parties, lawmakers, it's about grandstanding. Ideas, however, are about empowering people and finding solutions. After all, to a parent, an idea such as school choice is not political, it's personal. To taxpayers, the idea of government transparency is not political, it's about ensuring confidence in our public institutions. Ideas like these are what will make a difference in Nevada, regardless of what political parties are running games in Carson City. We won't be able to stop every bad policy dreamt up by the newly elected legislature, nor will we be able to will into existence all the good ones, but we can make sure that the ideas that actually matter to Nevadans have someone fighting for them. Find out what we're fighting for at Nevada Policy. Visit NevadaPolicy.org today and sign up to stay informed during next year's legislative session. Let's make sure the right ideas have a voice when lawmakers meet in 2019. Visit NevadaPolicy.org.
Hello, this is Brent Jones again, owner of Real Water and Real MMA. As a Nevada businessman, I understand how difficult it can be to stay in business and remain profitable. Taxation, excessive regulation, employment issues, lawsuits, competition, increases in supply cost. The list goes on. That is why a group of concerned business owners formed the Real Chamber of Commerce. We need a pro-business environment in our great state. Unfortunately, taxes have increased dramatically this past year, and regulation just keeps increasing, making it harder and harder to make ends meet. We must take Nevada back. The Real Chamber will work hard on your behalf to fight against additional tax increases and more regulation. You need a chamber that is truly on your side. That is the Real Chamber of Commerce. Please, join Real Water and other concerned business owners. Get involved and help take Nevada back. For more information, go to realchamberofcommerce.com. That's realchamberofcommerce.com or call 702-521-0632.
Have you ever dreamed of joining the exciting world of broadcasting? I'm talking about 790 Talk Now, talk that rocks. Right now, 790 Talk Now is expanding. We're seeking motivated self-starters with radio production experience and an interest in producing compelling talk radio shows like Live and Local Now and Wayne Allen Root's War Now. These are paid positions for real money. If you want to be part of our 790 Talk Now team, call Debbie at 760-851-9447. That's 760-851-9447. 851-9447.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
And Happy New Year. It's New Year's Eve day. If you're out there relaxing, I don't think you're shopping, thank God, after Christmas. And I hope you had a great Christmas. I hope you enjoyed yourselves. you know, my plan of having a wonderful meal was great. We cooked beef. Where's the beef? We had beef and we had ham. It went over well, and I finished the beef yesterday. But in this segment, we're gonna go through what I call my annual in memoriam tribute, and it's gonna start in January. And you know, when you look back to January, there were a whole bunch of people that passed away. But for me, one who really had an impact in my life as a kid watching sports and really was somebody I thought was the greatest was his name was Keith Jackson. Oh, Nelly! He was from the Northern West. He was from Washington, Seattle area. Nobody covered sports like he did. He's a Southerner initially. I think he's from Alabama. He knew all the coaches and he knew the game. His knowledge was amazing. His voice was splendid. And his ability to articulate what you were watching, you could close your eyes and listen to him talk, and you knew exactly what was going on. His down-home voice was college football, and he is definitely somebody I will miss when he was covering sports. It's amazing. I mean, I look at some of these names, and it takes away a lot of – or brings back a lot of memories from my childhood, and it was quite amazing. Then in February, we lost the Reverend Billy Graham at 99. I mean, he transformed American religion to levels we've never seen, and the presidents that he touched was amazing. Billy Graham was what it was all about, and he'll be missed. By the way, the number here is, if you want to share some of your poignant moments, at 1-844-2-NEVADA, 844-263-8232. We'd love to have you. This was February. Also in February, Nanette Fabre, 97 years young she was, the vivacious actress and singer, dancer, became a star in Broadway musicals, but she also was on Sid Caesar's comic show. I mean, she was, as a kid growing up, she always looked beautiful, yet you always thought she was up there in age, but God bless her, she lived to 97. She passed away in February. As we roll into March, we had a couple of individuals who passed away in March that were pretty big in sports as well as in science. Roger Bannister, 88 years of age, was the first runner to break the four-minute barrier in a mile. He passed away on March 3rd. Roger Bannister, I mean, if you remember Wide World of Sports, this was always part of that their show to some degree. Roger Bannister's breaking the four-minute mile was a huge change. Now forget about it. Now they just fly. They're almost as fast as horses. Then there was Stephen Hawking, who had ALS, had a very rare disease, ALS, but not the normal ALS where you die pretty quick. He lived to 76 years of age. He had the illness for about 40 years, maybe longer. He was a tremendous theoretical physicist. Stephen Hawking passed away in March. That was on March 14th. There was a few other lives that passed away, but just impacting. Then, of course, we had Arlie Ermey, the Marine gunnery sergeant who was famous for his Full Metal Jacket movie routine. He was also a big gun guy. He did a lot of stuff in Hollywood after transitioning from the Marines. Totally an interesting character. And that was on April the 15th, tax day. Then Barbara Bush, the former First Lady, 92 years of age, class, elegance. That's what I think of her. And she passed away again April 17th. She was an impacting woman. I thought she was a fabulous first lady. She was very, very awesome. For me to look at it, I thought she was awesome. Then we go into May, and then we had the last of the Munchkins, Jerry Marin, 99. He was the last surviving Munchkin from the 1939 film The Wizard of Oz. He passed away on May 24th. You know, he made a lot of public appearances over the years. This little man had a very big heart, and may he rest in peace. Again, I'm not going to go into all the different characters that passed away, but like in June, Red Shane Deesh, you probably wouldn't know about him, so I won't even go there, but he was the former manager and baseball player. But again, he wouldn't mean a lot to a lot of people, so we won't go there. But Anthony Bourdain, he committed suicide on June 8th. A celebrity chef and citizen of the world inspired millions to share his delight in food and the bonds he created. And that was kind of a shock. Anthony Bourdain passes away in June. And that was, you know, that was one of those things that caught everybody by surprise. Then we move over to August, and we start to pick up some steam in August when Charlotte Ray, if you remember her, the Facts of Life comedian, she played the house mother to a bunch of teenage gals. She passed away on August 5th at the age of 92. Charlotte Ray was definitely somebody who you looked at and you could see her being a house mother or a den mother for that matter, watching over the young guys like myself. Later that month, we had on August 16th, Aretha Franklin, 76, the Queen of Soul, said her goodbyes. Now, they gave her a magnificent tribute, but Aretha Franklin was just amazing. And, you know, she was the gospel of soul all day long. If you didn't love her music, then you really didn't appreciate music. Later in that month, we had John McCain pass away. Now, I'm not a big John McCain fan, but obviously John McCain would be a big name in politics. I think he was more of a, we won't go there. You know, it's not good to speak ill of the dead, so I'll let it go. Not my favorite. Later that month, Neil Simon, 91, the playwright, was the master comedian who wrote The Odd Couple, Barefoot in the Park, Brighton Beach, the trilogy, dominated Broadway for decades. Neil Simon passed away. He was 91. Another one had a great life. Then we roll into September. How many of you remember I Dream of Jeannie? Well, we know that I Dream of Jeannie had that great little set with Barbara Eden, her cute little belly button, her cute little outfit. Well, Roger Healy passed away. That's Bill Daly. He was 91, another gentleman who lived a great life. But then on September 6th, I think this is a name we all could relate to, Burt Reynolds. He was a movie star, famous for movies like Deliverance, Boogie Nights, more importantly, Smokey and the Bandit. Former Florida State Seminole football player at one time. Burt Reynolds did a lot, was a big time television on Gunsmoke, as well as a bunch of movies he made. He'll be missed. He was 82. It's kind of young in my mind. For me, that was just a kind of a young guy. Then we roll around towards the end of the month of October. We lose Paul Allen, Microsoft co-founder with Bill Gates. The billionaire philanthropist who invested in conservation, space travel, arts, and culture, and professional sports. He died of complications from non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Then in November, one of my truly favorite men, Stan Lee, a creative dynamo who made more, you know, Fantastic Four, Aquaman, Spider-Man, Incredible Hulk, passed away. And there's a guy who, at the end of his life, suffered somewhat. There was some just issues with the family and over his money. And I went and saw Aquaman over the weekend. I will tell you, go see it. It was a good flick. Again, if you go to the movie with the anticipation of seeing an Academy Award-style movie, you're going to see Academy Award technology, but you're not going to see an Academy Award movie. But good stuff. When we come back, we'll wrap up the rest of the year, and then we'll talk about locals that passed away. You're listening to Live and Local Now. My name is Pat Casale. We'll be right back after this.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
We're back for another segment of my favorite show in the world right now, Live and Local Now. My name is Pat Casale, and I'm filling in for Kevin Wall, who's on holiday. And, you know, as we wrap up the year, we start getting into Roy Clark. November 15th, he passed away. He was an amazing guitarist, but he also played the banjo. It's funny because one of his famous songs was Yesterday When I Was Young and Honeymoon Feeling. He passed away of complications of pneumonia. And later that month, we lost George H.W. Bush. He was a president succeeding for Ronald Reagan. He was the vice president for 8 years, president for four. He passed away. And, you know, it's amazing how you see a person who's been married for so long to one individual, and when she passed, or one of the spouses die, they turn around and they're soon to follow. And I remember saying that I don't think he's long for this world, and I hate it to be accurate, but President George Bush, and he was totally honored by Washington. And the most, a lady who touched on me, not just because of Laverne and Shirley, she played Myrna and on The Odd Couple. It's ironic, Neil Simon passed away earlier in the year, and Penny Marshall, she was married at one time to Rob Reiner. She did a lot of interesting television, as well as she was an interesting producer, director. Big, A League of Their Own. She passed away from complications of diabetes. She will definitely be missed. And how did any of these people impact you? I would love to get your input at 1-844-263-8232. That's 1-844-263-2-NEVADA. Now we come to Nevada, those special individuals who impacted the state of Nevada passing away. Former Nevada governor and U.S. Senator Paul Laxalt, who was born in 1922 in Reno, to a Basque immigrant sheep herder and his wife, died on August 6th at the age of 96 years old. His grandson ran for governor. Unfortunately, he was not successful. But Paul Laxalt was a big name. I mean, if you think about Nevada, Paul Laxalt, Harry Reid, Senator McCarran, Pat McCarran, those are huge names in Nevada politics. And it's just amazing when you consider the impact he had in Nevada politics and how long he was there. He, as a Republican U.S. Senator from 1974 to 86, Laxalt safeguarded spending from Nevada military bases, fought successfully against a plan to base intercontinental missiles in Nevada and Utah, and zealously opposed the treaties that would eventually give Panama control of the Panama Canal. Paul Laxalt. Then there's the iconic Dennis Hoff, the man who was famous for owning brothels, who was on television series. He ran for office, actually won the office posthumously. Dennis Hoff passed away after having a big party. That was a big hit. He was from Pahrump. He lived in Pahrump. He was 72 years of age. He owned five brothels, and he was famous. He did a lot. Then we lost Jerry Herbst not long ago, November 27th. Jerry Herbst was the founder and chairman of the chain called Terrible Herbst Gas Stations. He had like the great largest route for slot machines from here into Nye County. Jerry Herbst was a icon. He actually had owned a lot of land. I think the Gold Coast land he had at one time, etc. Jerry Herbst passed away again on November 27th. Then we had the comedian Marty Allen, who was 95 years old. I got to meet him a couple of times. Very funny man, even up to the end of his life. And he was famous for being Allen and Rossi. They were a comical team. His partner died February 12th. The comedian had big eyes, wild hair, and a modified Louisville Slugger in place of a cane. He was a staple of many variety shows. He was just a funny guy. May he rest in peace. Steve Rossi died a couple years ago. Marty Allen. It was just amazing. Art Bell, a Pahrump-based radio host. Bell captivated listeners with his fascination with the unexplained, including UFOs, alien abductions, and crop circles. And he was in his late night AM radio show, Coast to Coast. Art Bell. A lot of people wondered how suspicious that was, whether he died naturally or unnaturally. You just don't know. Maybe he was taken up to the Mars by Martians. We don't know. Richard Harrison, he was known to millions as the old man on Pawn Stars. He passed away June 25th. I thought he brought a quality to the show, Pawn Stars, that was interesting because you could see him being the curmudgeon that he was and difficult to negotiate with. Basically, he would always win. I mean, almost like looking at the art of the deal in his eyes. Richard Harrison and that show, Pawn Stars, just was a great series. I mean, it's going strong. And who would have ever expected that show to be rolling? Richard Harrison passed away again. He was a naval man. He served his country with distinction. And he was a wisecracking patriarch of Pawn Stars. Robin Leach. Everybody knows Robin Leach. He passed away this year. Robin Leach was famous for his lifestyles of the rich and famous with his signature catchphrase, champagne wishes and caviar dreams. He died August 24th at the age of 76 after suffering two strokes. He helped create Lifestyle of the Rich and Famous in 1974, and he had that great accent that really accentuated his greatness. Then two gentlemen that I got to know very well over my years passed away this year. One was 65 years of age. His name was David Hum. David Hum was a quarterback for the Oakland Raiders, but he was famous for Bishop Gorman High School and the University of Nebraska. This was a great athlete. David and I got to know each other through our daughters at gymnastics. David had a multiple sclerosis. He had the real bad MS. He was in a wheelchair for many years, lost his sight in one eye. I mean, this is a man who suffered a great deal. Al Davis took very good care of him. Tom Osborne was a good supporter, former coach at the University of Nebraska for him. David was a class act. He's probably one of the main reasons the Oakland Raiders are in fact coming to Nevada. He had a lot to do with it as far as making Nevada home. Al Davis would do everything when he did his announcing. David Hum leaves a great legacy of Sparta. He spent 10 years in the NFL with the Oakland Raiders. He was also the first inductee into the Southern Nevada Sports Hall of Fame. David Hum. And then lastly, I announced it the other day, it was surprisingly, at the age of 79, my good friend Royce Feuer, a boxing writer who covered the sport's most iconic fights for the RJ for nearly 40 years, was enshrined in at least four halls of fame, died December 25th after a long illness. The 79-year-old Las Vegas native was honored in 1996 by the Boxing Writers Association of America and was a member of the inaugural class of the Nevada Boxing Hall of Fame in 2013. No man that I ever met loved Nevada as much as Royce, as far as sports was concerned. He's a lifelong Nevadan, believed in Nevada, and was a staunch supporter of Bishop Gorman's baseball success, where Chris Sheff was coaching, and the football program. Royce Feuer was a great friend and a fan for local sports and athletes, and I never heard him say ill will of anybody. He was just a great guy, and we want to pay tribute to all these wonderful people who are no longer with us, and we wish them bon voyage, and hopefully until we meet again. Well, that's my summary of the year of In Memoriam, and it really was an interesting year for me because several of these people I got to meet, Marty Allen, just to meet these people was pretty interesting. Dennis Hoff, I got to know. It's an amazing thing. But out with the old, they say, and in with the new. As this year closes off and as 2018 is taking its last gasp of air, we hope that 2019 will energize our nation, energize our people, and we move forward. And hopefully we have much success, and hopefully we'll get things together. It'll be an interesting run this year. We'll see what happens. And earlier I mentioned that a lot of restaurant openings. There's a lot of facelifts in Las Vegas, but not necessarily on the Strip. You look at the Palms Hotel and Casino, which is now owned by the Fertitta family, who own Palace Station and whatnot. They are really refacing this place. The restaurants that are opening there are unbelievable. And as I said to you earlier, Mabel's Barbecue, I tell you right now, I guarantee you this place is unbelievable. The Palms is really making a lot of moves, and their chef, Michael Simon of Mabel's, is outstanding. He's got tremendous barbecue sauces that he made. There's like three, one spicy, one sweet. It's really amazing stuff. So I'm looking forward to embracing their food on a regular basis. But again, Mabel's, and I'll tell you, the Palms is really kicking ass. They're doing some great stuff. We got our first caller today, Deplorable Gary, talking about old sitcoms, which that's my favorite thing to talk about. How you doing, Gary?
Hey, thank you,
Gary.
Yes.
No, you're getting near the phone. I can barely hear you. We're going to put you on hold. We're going to get right back to you. But It's been interesting to see. And I tell you, the Palace Station, they've done a wonderful job in refacing the place. They added a movie cinema upstairs, which is outstanding. The aesthetics of the place is great. They got a restaurant up there. It's like a sports bar. You would almost think they would implement sports betting up there. It'd be brilliant. Place is gorgeous. The food's good. The prices are decent. And the customer service is off the chart. And that's at the Palace Station. The other thing that you can look at the Palace Station right now is that they have new restaurants. They got BB&D's. Places got great burgers. Right next door, they have the Boathouse Sushi, which is a little bit different. It's not only just sushi, but it's Asian food. They got a steak dish that's outstanding. It's just little plates, but these aren't so little. They're pretty good, and their prices are reasonable. And then now we have the new buffet at the Santa Fe. They remodeled it, and they brought it downstairs. And that's been open 24 hours. That's a great little buffet. Different food, a different presence. It's nice. It's easy to get to. And you don't have to go through the whole casino. You can park near those restaurants, walk right in. And if you want to go upstairs to the movie theater, you can. The rest of the hotel is great. Like I said earlier, they have the number two rated oyster bar in the nation. And it's open 24/7. We go back to the phones. Deplorable Gary, good morning. Happy New Year.
I apologize. Happy New Year. I have a cheap phone. I have to admit, I have to get a better phone. Hey, there you are again. You're a great guy, man. I enjoy your show a lot.
Thank you.
You're sitting in for Kevin Wall. Hey, I love Laverne and Shirley show. I know it's more of a ladies kind of show, but those sitcoms like that show, that is brilliant, excellent stuff.
Well, the Big Ragu was pretty good. Come on, that wasn't just about women.
Like when it came to All in the Family, I always sided with Archie Bunker, man. I'm sorry. But I love that Laverne and Shirley show, and it cracked me up. And I think there's a special place in heaven for people that make people laugh and let them sit down and relax. But I'm going to run for president someday, if it's not too late. I'm 63, and I want free TV for everybody and bring back all those shows. And that's what I want to do. That's the only socialist stuff I want to do. Because people will stay home maybe and relax. Maybe they won't go out and get in trouble or drive and drink. And you know, I grew up on things like Reader's Digest. They had that section, Laughter is the Best Medicine. But there's nothing funny today in all these things that I've seen.
You know, Gary, isn't it interesting, though, when you can watch, I watch my three sons. I mean, even Leave It to Beaver, which is kind of corny. But you know what's that? That comedy that they made was so interesting in this respect. You never had to worry about dirty language or sexual innuendo. They just were funny. And today, you got to have sexual innuendo just do everything.
Yes, exactly. I don't know. You know, I don't want to say the same things that everybody's been agreeing about, but it is so true. It is so true. I'll watch My Three Sons, and I'll watch Leave It to Beaver and stuff, and somehow we lost it big time. And I'll watch those shows again. I don't know. We lost it. So I wish you a Happy New Year, and everybody out there, Happy New Year. Have a safe one, and let's hope things getting better. We need people like you to keep plugging ahead and working ahead. You know, stay the course.
Gary, we all need to get together and make and really make a difference. That's the bottom line. We all matter. We all count. But I appreciate you and have a Happy New Year. You know, the pleasure of filling in for Live and Local is outstanding. I mean, I love doing this, and he's the reason I'm actually doing radio again. And before we go to the break, I want to acknowledge the Live and Local teams out there. We got 98.1 in Coachella Valley. We got 1400 in KNNR in Reno, Sparks, and Carson City. 1230 a.m. in Ely. 98.5 KNNT in Battle Mountain. 101.1 in Amargosa Valley. 98.7 Hawthorne, our good friends up in Hawthorne. And then, of course, there's KPVM-TV in Pahrump. My name is Pat Casale. This is Live and Local Now. We'll take a break. We'll pay some bills. We'll be right back after this.
For many, open enrollment 2019 closed on December 15th. Not if you're self-employed or an independent contractor. You have plenty of time to enroll. In fact, you can enroll up until February 28th for a March 1st effective date. Anyone who's paid on a 1099, has had a Nevada business license for at least 6 months, or is a member of the Real Estate Association, GLVAR, has the opportunity to enroll into better coverage for lower premiums. For more information, call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. The opportunity to buy better plans is now a reality. Lower deductibles, better premiums with national access networks is now an option. Call me, Patrick Casale, at the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449, and find out the options do exist. For more information, check out my website, The MultiCare Group. That's themulticaregroup.com.
There's no better way to see the Strip's New Year's Eve fireworks than from the balcony at Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks. Hey, Kevin Wall here. At Rhythm Kitchen, the fun begins long before the ball drops at midnight. For just $75 per person, you'll enjoy a special New Year's Eve menu featuring blue crab cakes, Caesar salad, and an incredible surf and turf main course, a 12-ounce prime rib, and Alaskan king crab legs. Again, all this plus fireworks for just $75 per person. And be sure to save room for Rhythm Kitchen's seasonal dessert. Then, get ready for the midnight balloon drop and champagne toast. But seating is limited, so call for reservations. 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Or check out this amazing New Year's Eve package at rhythmkitchenseafoodandsteaks.com. Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks, conveniently located on South Decatur, just off the 215. And have a happy new year.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso. That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Light your liberty. Starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To find out how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. For this Christmas, Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Almost 1 hour in the book. My name is Pat Casale. This is Live and Local Now. And, you know, as we're getting close to the top of the hour, bringing in my good friend Sherman Ray, we'll be talking about his run. And also, we're going to be talking about politics in general. I'll probably have him for about half an hour. And it'll be interesting to hear the entire spectrum of where he sees and from his perspective. I'm looking forward to that. He owns a place called Avery's Coffee up in Desert Shores, outstanding place for a little sandwich. Even better is their coffee. It's great. Sherman has been a great guy and a great friend to so many over the years. So I'm looking forward to having him on, and we'll get some perspective from a different side. You know, the Republican Party as a whole has a real identity problem. They don't know how to cross over. They don't know how to bring in the various organizations into the fray. They to me, sometimes they look like an old club of guys that should be wearing white hoods. It's kind of ridiculous. It's time that they embrace all Americans and show the world what they really do mean business. I mean, the freedoms that they offer or they believe in are pretty strong. And really, it's what makes this nation so interesting by comparison. And if you look at around the world and these socialistic views of how things are run and whatnot, government just can't get it done. Government sucks. They're inefficient. And you know what? Maybe it's time for us to become more independent again and stop worrying about what the government can do for us. And our independence is what will free us from all of our bondage. It's like if you look at all these various movies, how many of you watched the movie Braveheart? That movie is an absolute depiction of what socialism was under a ruler. And he gets all the food, the money, and whatnot, and he tells everybody how to live. In fact, he actually, primo notte, where he would send out the lords in the various area to have their relations with the woman who's getting married on the wedding night, not with the husband, but with this guy, because his idea was to breed out the Scottish and the Irish, etc. And you know, that's not what the United States was made upon, built on. Our nation was built on hard work and ethics, and it's really interesting where we're going as a nation. We have a lot of things we have to change, and so hopefully we'll get it done. But when we have Sherman on, we'll be discussing his run for councilman for Ward 1 in the city of Las Vegas. We'll talk about the Black Caucus that he heads up, and we're going to talk about what he thinks needs to be done and how things can be changed in our community. What will it take? And it should be interesting to see or hear his perspective. Sherman has done a lot in the community. He's a business owner. He's a capitalist. Has a little coffee shop. Does a good job. Food's great with his wife, lovely wife. And it's a good deal. And it's really what we need. And he also manages a magazine called Black Success Magazine. And this is the epitome of the American dream, a hardworking guy who with a vision. And he's a gentleman. And so hopefully we can get him on board and he can enlighten all of us onto ways and different things that we could do to move forward. It's just a little bit different, a little change of pace on this New Year's Eve. It's, you know, today I'm gonna lay back. I mean, surely I could get out there and talk more politics, but do you really want to hear politics right now? Are you tired? And was 2018 a good year or a bad year? You know, we'll get into that later on as the show progresses. We're an hour into the show already, so we're going to be taking our first big break. And then we come back. Like I said, we're going to have Sherman Ray on. He's running for city council, Ward 1. He wants to be a councilman, and he wants to make a difference. And can he get elected? Let's hope we can help him. My name is Pat Casale. You're living the lives I'm looking now. We're about to go to a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk to my man Sherman. Stay tuned for more.
Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super-serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.